actually by His presence, we felt the most reassuring comfort. And I personally really had to thank Maharaj. In the past, so many things have happened, Maharaj. And I like to apologize for all of my mistakes and the foolish behavior.
Very good.
But you've truly shown when there's a need, a friend will come. What's that saying? A friend in need is a friend indeed. And Maharaj, this will not be forgotten by the disciples and friends of His Holiness Krishna Swami Maharaj. We will not forget.
चक्षुरुन् मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः Sanskrit pronunciation. We have a
very cordial and warm relationship. And I won't take too much time because I think there will be other devotees who would like to speak. You Maharaj, over a period of 35 years, especially the first 25 of that, because when I came to the UK in 1980, he was there, and I was really based in the United Kingdom a month ago, I think 2003, 2005. When I moved to Hungary, then the amount of time I spent in the UK was much less. I just visit once a year. Usually I went in January, and Maharaj, as he was getting older, got into the practice of not being in the UK in the winter because of the cold weather. So he would be in, he would either be in India, or he would be in South Africa, or in Africa. A few of the things I may say I may be repeating because I mentioned them, and of course you may know, disciples may know, but there are other devotees here, and knowing the Vaishnava, glorifying the Vaishnava is enlightening, a wonderful thing. One can also do this to say that Vaishnavas are like desire trees, and truly they are. My experiences with Maharaj was, you know, he's quite a bit older. He's almost 20 years old. He's 17 years older than I am. So he had this relationship of an older brother. And although at the same time I was in GBC from 1987. I was in GBC of the UK. And this Pragosh here, Prabhu, said, Maharaj, he was a Katakar, he was a wonderful speaker. And once he started talking, he could go on and on. And particularly, I had experience of that in personal discussions when I would ask him about something. Usually I'd ask him about the Indian culture, Indian tradition. He was very learned since his childhood. He read all the Puranas and he read the general scripture. What was really sort of new to him was Gaudiya Vaishnavism, at least new to his upbringing. Krishnadas Swami Maharaj was born in the Vaishnava family, and he was initiated into the Madhava Sampradaya. And he came to the UK as a teacher, married man. One day, a devotee in the meantime, and he was living in London, a devotee knocked on his door, according to Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, who was also in the UK at that time, in London. Charanaradan Das was knocking on his door, and Maharaj was really shocked to see a Western Vaishnava selling Bhagavad Gita's, and he became extremely enlivened and enthusiastic to see that. And of course immediately wanted to know what it was, and we were in Bury Festival at that time, and so he started to visit, and he met Srila Prabhupada. And had a, amongst the meeting, had a very interesting conversation with Srila Prabhupada, which if you've ever read any of his Vyas Puja offerings, many of his Vyas Puja offerings included them. And it's very telling because for me, probably the most extraordinary activity that Maharaj took was as a consequence of that that meeting. So we met Srila Prabhupada, and that, this meeting was at the Mandarin. It was Bhaktivinoda at the Mandarin and Srila Prabhupada's rooms. And Maharaj was expressing that Ruby would have, you know, really liked to join the ISKCON and take initiation, but he's already initiated. Prabhupada asked, well, where you were initiated into? And he said, to the Madhva Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada said, we are also Madhva Sampradaya. And Prabhupada told him, he said, why don't you join ISKCON and help us preach? Up until that time, well, there was no Indian body devotee living in the temple. There was a few devotees who were initiated but working, but aside from that, no one who was actually a resident. So Srila Prabhupada asked Maharaj, he said, why don't you help me preach and spread Krishna consciousness? And he said, I'll give you sannyas. So there's two things that came from this discussion. One is that Maharaj immediately accepted Srila Prabhupada as a sannyas guru. Now, as it turned out, Srila Prabhupada left the world before that became a reality. But the other was, and probably the two even more striking, was that Krishnadas Maharaj joined. Now he was, how old was he? He was 40. He was 40 years old, which means that he was old enough to be most devotee's father in the temple. And he moved into Buri place. He moved into Buri place. He lived with the Brahmacharis. I don't know if you've ever seen Buri place. Buri place was a tiny little temple. In the morning you had to stand in queue to get to the bathroom. It was very austere. And he left his family. He left his wife. He left his children. And some of his family members still have difficulties digesting that. But it's very rare that family members digest the fact that their husband, children take sannyas. My family never digested it, even though they didn't even know what sannyas was. All they knew was that our line was coming to an end. But he was of Indian origin, where Srila Prabhupada would often say, the good quality of my Western followers is that they're detached from family life. Whereas with those of Indian origin, they're very, very attached. So it's a very rare thing that this person left young children and his wife, and he left and he moved into the temple. A very, very brave thing to do. And that characterizes Maharaj. Maharaj was a very brave person. He was a very bold preacher, very brave, very straightforward. And then he used to go around, and I think he went around with Bishop Kaviriya, who was one of his Sankirtan partners, and making life members, and Bishop Kaviriya would bring him in. And then, of course, number one, he's older, number two, he's Indian. So he can talk, now life members means the Indian community, he can talk to members of the Indian community in the way the Westerners couldn't. And he did, and he continued to. If you think about it, that was a very, very extraordinary thing to do. We Westerners, we left our families, but very often we left our families before we even knew about Krishna consciousness, or to speak of after. And it was the tradition, it was the thing that was done, but here was Maharaj. Prabhupada said, take sannyas and help me. And it's something that characterized Krishnadas Swami Maharaj over the years, and I'm emphasizing that because it gives you an idea of, he was really a Prabhupada man. He did what Prabhupada asked him. Whether Srila Prabhupada actually expected him to do it was another thing. Srila Prabhupada's appeared to ask. What were the chances that someone was going to just drop everything and move in when Maharaj did it? And he did it under very austere circumstances. And since then, he continued to preach, to travel, took sannyas, and had very, very bad health. And despite his bad health, he continued to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Now, this issue came up about Krishnadas Swami Maharaj when, at a certain point in the UK, after Srila Prabhupada, of course, Srila Prabhupada had already left, and after the sort of zonal acharya system was dismantled, and devotees, specifically Prabhupada disciples, others could also accept disciples. And I started to, as a GBC, get letters from different devotees saying they wanted to accept Maharaj as a guru, and why can't he initiate? And we hadn't thought about that as yet, but then we started to discuss that. And ultimately, the management council of the UK proposed, yes, why not? After all, Krishnadas Maharaj is a Prabhupada man. But he didn't have diksha, he didn't have initiation from Prabhupada. So this issue came up. It came up at the GBC, and I had to present that. But when you see Maharaj's activities and his proposal in light of his whole commitment to Krishna consciousness, and the fact that we're a Bhagavata Parampara, we're not a Diksha Parampara. We speak about it a lot. Now, here was the time. Do we really follow that? Do we really accept that? And therefore, ultimately, he was no objection to Maharaj continuing in that, or taking up that role of being an initiating guru. And of course, here are many, many of his disciples who are flying in from all over the world. And of course, that started in the UK. So for me, this was something that I'll always remember, and it's an example that I've used to many devotees. Now, when I go to the United Kingdom, then generally I preach to the younger devotees, Indian devotees, Pandava Sain, at least take out 2 years, move into the temple and learn what it's like to be a brahmachari. You don't know what Krishna consciousness is about until you do that. Very hard. Family attachment is one, and the pressure that comes from family to actually conform, education, immediately get a job, be well situated. But this idea of renunciation didn't come from the West. This is the Bhagavad tradition. This is the tradition that came here from India. So Maharaj was a very determined person. This gives you an idea of how determined he was. And he was a very powerful preacher. We had many exchanges. We had our disagreements. And I remember even one when I was in Coventry. I can't remember the time. I objected to the picture of Kalki being on the altar. Well, this is not what Srila Prabhupada wanted. If we want, we should put somewhere else, but not there. And we went back and forth and back and forth and argued and spoke Shastra and what is Prabhupada's tradition. And finally I said, okay, Maharaj, we're not going to get anywhere. I'm the GBC. Are you going to do what I ask you to do? So he told the party that, so I'm going to pick it up. So, although sometime later, put it back on again. And I had to again. So, but yes, ultimately, when push came to shove, Maharaj did as Srila Prabhupada wanted to be done, and to actually follow both the GBC, to follow Srila Prabhupada, to serve the Krishna consciousness movement in wanted, the way the Prabhupada personally asked him, come and help me. And that request of Srila Prabhupada is still a living request. Srila Prabhupada is still asking everyone, come and help me. Come and help me spread this Krishna consciousness movement. We're far from having done it. I'll just close with another remembrance because I've spoken for 20 minutes. We had, I would often, we'd have lunch, often we'd have lunch in the library of the manor. That was sort of a lunchroom at that time. This was during the time when Bhagavan was the junior student, may have been after. And after lunch, me and Maharaj would sit there and he would talk. I would just ask him questions. I would say, okay, come. And we got into this thing about asking different personalities. I said, all right, tell me the history of this person. And he knew, like, and it could go on for hours. The one that sits in my mind was when he told me about Shankaracharya and Shankaracharya's life, right from the beginning all the way to the end. So this time we had a conversation, we were going back to the manor, and I remember standing in the, probably I was staying, living in my motor home at that time. That's why we were out there, we were in the parking lot, not the new parking lot, but what was the tennis court. And that's also another parking lot at that time. And we were standing there and we were sort of close, and I don't know why, but Maharaj brought this thing. He told me, you know, Maharaj, an astrologer told me that I still have to take one more birth in this material world. You know, he was saying it like, well, I'm not going to go back to Godhead in my next life. And I replied, I said, well, it doesn't take an astrologer to tell you that. Everyone's taking one more birth in the material world. And he said, what do you mean? He says, because our system is that when a sadhaka leaves this body and he attains the perfection of his sadhana, then he goes to that place within the material creation where Krishna is manifesting his lila. And there he gets a spiritual body, and he gets further trained by Krishna's associates, and then he goes back to Godhead. Maharaj was really happy about that. And I mention that because Maharaj is gone. Disciples were very, very clever not to waste any time. If you wasted an hour, then you would have left his body in Haryana or Delhi. We came and brought him to Vrindavan. This is always a sentiment and this idea of prolonging life. For a Vaishnava, it doesn't matter how many times Prabhupada said, what does it matter whether you live or die? You serve in this body, you serve in another body. So Maharaj already has a guarantee. You leave your body in Braj, then you go to Krishna and take birth in that place where Krishna is manifesting his lila, receive a body that's conducive for higher stages of spiritual practice, and then from there you go back home, back to Godhead. So it was my great pleasure to know Krishnadas Swami Maharaj. It was an honor, and he'll be sorely missed, but this is the way of this world. Krishna Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Any questions, just stay where you are. And then B.B. Maharaj comes in, which is the share here from him as well. Is that okay?
I'd rather sit there because it's more there over there.
Okay.
So, His Honor Srila Maharaj, yesterday we spent the whole day traveling from Mayapur to Vrindavan. We started early in the morning, came at 5 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the evening. And then he came refreshing up into the hospice and gave some very, very valued guidance to us inside. And tomorrow, Maharaj is again spending the whole day So I'd like to